thought wants to develop itself.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're exposed to people who have thought deeply like Prince, which is another obviously key reason why he was a threat. His music exists to inspire thought. He's honest. Those are threatening qualities in an artist. Prince was unequivocal. He didn't censor himself or tone it down. He told the truth. And so we see someone who is honest, who is big, who's using his full gifts, and we realize that either we can buy the lies of the system that there are some people who are just, that there's a meritocracy, some people are bigger than others, and but most of us don't see ourselves as small. Most of us see our, you know, we might buy the lie that some people out there are not big, but we see ourselves as being big, but not allowed to express ourselves. So even no matter how old we are, there is an opening when we have the discussions. And even when there's resistance, because of the conditioning, seeds get planted, which then bear fruit down the road. Once more and more discussions begin happening, more and more people start pressing the question, it ultimately leads to openings in people who don't want to go to their graves not having used their full gifts. And there's a wonderful quotes from Peter Kropotkin about the Paris Commune. And what he learned was that that those new thoughts broke open that longing for freedom that is in all of us. It's simply that we have been afraid to believe in it, and the alternative to this system of force and coercion hasn't been part of our thought process. We haven't talked about it. The reason why power polices our thoughts is because it knows that. It knows that we are thirsty for the truth. We are eager to develop our thought process and to grow as human beings. It's in our nature. And they are determined to control our means of discourse. Prince overcame that to a degree through his music.
Mm-hmm.
It can be shared around and discussed, but not at on the scale that until we make it so, that allows for that critical mass to form that flips us to our onto that path, that determination, that certainty that's required in enough of us so that we absolutely cannot go back. We have to go forward to freedom. It is just not acceptable. And when there is a critical mass in this moment, because of the internet and the ability to discuss globally, that escalates very rapidly. Once thoughts get out now, it's over for this system because we all want freedom. But we haven't been able to discuss how very possible that is because we have the means to organize the distribution of thoughts, goods, services, all of these material barriers are illusory. They be, in this moment. We have the ability to help each other globally. We do everything. It is simply our thoughts that are holding us back. And this is true even without the inventions of Nikola Tesla, which alone are enough to destroy the concept of material scarcity in our lives. He shows us that power is available to all at no cost. It's simply a matter of putting in place the infrastructure to allow that. And similarly, he had figured out how to make water available anywhere it's needed. Beyond Nikola Tesla, a lot of people in the century and plus, the century plus since he's developed his gifts to us, have figured out even other things. As we've talked about, Earthships alone show that we don't need to be forced to produce good lives for all. We can do that for ourselves. And the system doesn't provide good lives for all. That's the point. It is providing the opposite: fear, violence, and eternal unhappiness, because we can't use our gifts or connect with each other as we're meant to. We can't, our love can't grow. We want a world in which love is what we give our allegiance to, not to a system of based on control by the few. It's believing in it, that whole, that is what we have to achieve right now through our conversations and supporting young people who are already there in continuing to develop their gifts, belief in their authentic self and the truth they were born with.